Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Minga across the timeline, between the legs, gets the screen from Jackson Davis. He's doubled, kicks it out to an open Moses Moody for three. Got it! 91-88 for the right corner in front of Jeff Van Gundy on the Clippers bench. Welcome back here to Intuit Dome. Your final score, 102-92. The Clippers defeat the Warriors here as the Warriors drop to 15-15 on the season. The Warriors 2024-25 season presented by Kaiser Permanente. And we'll start with our electrifying player of the game presented by Toyota. And tonight's electrifying player of the game is who else? Jonathan Kuminga. Career high 34 points, first double-double of the season, go along with 10 rebounds, 5 assists. He was 11 of 14 from the line and really, really made an impact with 15 fourth-quarter points to help bring the Warriors within 3 there late. And then almost forced an 8 count on James Harden. I will take that one with me to the grave. I will tell you that he did not cross the timeline in time, but who cares? Doesn't matter. The Clippers do hold on for the 10-point win, but a great effort, and it was all spurred by Jonathan Kuminga. What a game he had today. Again, 34 points to go along with 10 rebounds. He also had 5 assists in this game. And again, one of the more encouraging things, the 11 of 14 free throw shooting as the Warriors do drop this one. Without Steph and without Draymond, as they get it done tonight, they do not get it done tonight, and are now 15-15 on the season. The Warriors will be back in action tomorrow against the Suns at home. So 102-92, your final here. Well, the Warriors, if they hit more than 7 threes in this game, look, they're down 10. You can't just say if they hit more 4 more threes, they would win the game because they'd have 12 more points and they'd win 104-102. Things would probably play out a little differently. It certainly would have helped if they had hit more than 7 threes. And they were in this game despite shooting just 37% from the field and the Clippers shooting 53% from the field. And they were in this game despite just one starter scoring in double figures. That was Trayce Jackson-Davis with 15 points and 9 rebounds. And despite the Clippers having all 5 of their starters in double figures and one more off the bench, but the Warriors did put forth a game effort tonight. They had a lead at the end of one. They had a lead late in the second quarter. Then the Clippers ended the quarter on a 9-2 run to make it a 49-43 halftime lead. And then the Warriors cut it to 4 in the third. Then the Clippers got the lead out to 21. It was a 19-point lead going in the fourth. And the Warriors just started chipping away. And they got it to 91-88. But the Clippers do hold on, obviously, for the win to get to 18-13. The Warriors now 15-15 on the season.